Strange Adventure. A light swirl of snow accompanied John Friday into the office of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien. The little man closed the door behind him and removed his heavy fur mittens.
Oh, Patrick, it sure is cold outside.
The sheriff of Martin County looked up from his vantage point behind the glowing stove.
See, I'm glad you dropped in, John. I want you to feast your eyes on a real dog.
John glanced toward a forlorn-looking hound curled in one corner of the room.
Hey, what are you going to do with him, Patrick? Pretend he's a bloodhound and train him to follow a scent? Oh, he can follow a scent, all right. The man I got him from in Oakdale says he's a genuine dog. I'm going hunting with him tonight. Do you want to come along and see him work?
Oh, sure, Patrick. You know, I used to be a good hunter myself when I was a kid. I could follow the trail of a coon as well as the boys that had dogs. Hey, Patrick, I've got an idea.
And what kind of mischief are you thinking up to now?
Well, I'd like to try to tree a coon myself tonight. It'll be clear and a full moon. Regular hunter moon will be shining tonight.
Oh, so you think you could out-hunt me and Samson there, do you?
Well, I'd like to try. And I'll tell you, the one who brings back a coon first wins a dinner at the Harmony Road Cafe.
All right. I'll give you a chance to toot your hunter's horn for Henrietta Harper. We'll drive out to Hathaway Creek tonight, and then we'll set off in different directions.
A cold silver moon shone down upon the snow-covered banks of frozen Hathaway Creek when Sheriff Patrick O'Brien and John Friday climbed stiffly out of the car and lifted out a vaguely ambitious hound. The men watched Sansom stiff at a pile of driftwood, trying to pick up the scent of an elusive varmint.
Oh, he's working already, Patrick. Look, I'll go this way up along that ridge while you two follow the creek bed.
Sometime later, John heard in the distance the long, lonesome whine of a hunting dog hot on a trail. He hurried his steps toward the top of the wooded ridge, with the sound of the dog driving him to speed the completion of his plan. John Friday halted before a large hollow tree and rested a moment from his recent exertion. A faint rustle came to him from inside the tree. He removed a broken tree limb that covered the hole in the tree, struck a match, and peered into the opening. Then he reached into the dark hollow and drew out a large raccoon. Bundling the animal in his arms, John started down the hill at a fast walk. When he reached the car, he showed surprise at seeing the sheriff huddled in the front seat waiting for him.
Hey, where's your coon, Patrick? Did Samson give up on you?
Give up? The rascal kept his nose to the snow and ice so long it froze up on him, and he lost his sense of smell. We lost the trail, so I had to give up. But tell me, how did you get that fine coon that you're carrying?
Ah, that's a secret, Patrick. But I didn't have to bury my nose in the snow to follow a trail.
On the way back to town, John enjoyed a sly smile as he thought of the wonderful dinner he would soon enjoy, a dinner he would have lost if he hadn't borrowed old Ananias Hopkins' pet coon that afternoon to hide in that hollow of the tree. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Saga of the Sagebrush, our next tale of Strange Adventure.